please.
Would you put Mr. Davison on 2196, please?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Be right with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Okay, boss, we've got a deal.
All right.
Now, my suggestion is this, that you send a professional, and I hope it'll be Mac George or somebody
else. Yes, that's right. I just want this to...
What'd you say, sir?
Go ahead.
And send him here to San Juan.
Yeah.
And I'll arrange to meet him. Now, this fella who has agreed to be the number one man will be coming in here either tonight or very early in the morning to talk with JB.
Yep.
And I think that we ought to arrange for the man whom you select to talk with him at the same time and then to carry through.
All right. Now, what are we going to be saying? What part do we want to be playing in it?
Well, number one, there is a statement for you to, according to the way we worked it out, which you can change if you want to. But if you want to work both the U.S. and OAS in it, the idea would be for you to make the statement that I sent in the other night,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I have that.
And then for your man to go over and talk to the five-man committee.
Right.
And say, this is it, and this is a way for you guys to write your names high in history.
Right.
And at the same time, somebody's got to figure out what you do about the fellas who are over at San Isidro, you know.
Yeah.
And to carry through on that. And then there's the question about Balaguer.
Mm-hmm. All right, now what?
Things have to be handled.
All right, what else?
What I'm telling you is that,
what does my man do down where you are? Hell, you about as good a man as I got. Now what to?
Well, I think the following ought to be done. I think you ought to be here and talk to the future number one man.
Yes, okay.
And just sort of do a belly-to-belly job on an understanding about everything. And I would think that really is sort of number one so as to set the scene for the future. Now, I've not checked with JB about that, but to hell with it, we'll... force it through if necessary. But I think a conversation with him is essential.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. You don't think you could have that?
Yeah, I could, but I think it would be better if somebody who's going to have...
When does he come?
Continuing role in this.
I didn't hear you.
I think it would be better if somebody who's going to have a continuing role establishes the relationship. I'm at your service and I'll be glad to do it. But it just seems to me that somebody who is going to continue the relationship ought to do it. To Because
I want to think about that. I want to think about that a little. I don't know anybody that I think could do it better than you can, and you're not. I'm not going to accept your resignation. You're too good a Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense to run me out. But
I've done my job.
Now, here's our problem. The radio's still giving us a lot of hell. We got an admiral and a general that are about to march on the town. We're trying to hold them down. And we're getting lots of static there, and they say they're developing a lot of sentiment that's going to be awfully impossible for us to do anything about. In the meantime, I'm getting my right wing organized here, and they won't give me 40 cents if I'm not careful. And I wonder if we just couldn't do something while we're wrapping this thing up to have a status quo and a ceasefire and quit knocking off the Marines, and they can be sure that we're not going to knock off anybody. We're just going to sit there in that zone. We might get a Jeep that gets around the corner. The boy gets drink like he did yesterday with some woman he ran into, 20,000 Marines, but our man's instructed and ordered, and we're not going to do anything, but we just hate to have them give us hell from daylight till midnight, because it's given us problems here, and it's given us problems down there, and we are not striking back and are not meeting it. Now, we have facilities and resources and powers, but we're afraid anything we do beyond a whisper to ourselves will knock off your channel and hurt the Davidson operation. But in the meantime, I've got my ambassador, and I've got my general, and I've got my CIA people, and I've got my Navy admiral, and they're just about to revolt on me.
Well,
and they're not even like MacArthur. They're reasonable people, but they say we can't take this anymore.
Well, the event today almost knocked this thing out. That is, say, the attack on the radio station, and I have shed gallons of tears, and had to damn well put on rubber boots because of that one goddamn baby that was killed in the attack on the radio station.
Well,
and
they didn't give the baby's not their life's not worth any more than that Marine that they got, you know.
Well, you know.
I mean this same crowd. You see, they were bombing us too. We didn't know any more about that bombing than you did.
I know that, but you know the kind of what kind of people I'm dealing with.
Sure, I do. But you have to make them see that every time they lose a baby, I lose a Marine, and that this damned airplane was coming right over us, and our people were shooting it, and got one of them brought one plane down.
Well, I tell you what I would do, if I may say so, I would button this whole damn thing up in 36 hours.
All right, that's what we want to do, and that's if he's going to be there in the morning, you just button it up with him. I've got enough faith in you to button it up, and I could send Mac, but he's got a big debate on with the professors. I could send McNamara, and I think he'd be surfaced. Send George Ball. I could send Cy Vance. I could send any of them, but I don't know any of them that any tougher than you are. They weigh a little more.
Somebody's got to go over and, if you want to use the OAS, somebody's got to go over and put the B on them.
Well, we got a man to do that here. I'm talking about down there.
No, I mean over here. I wouldn't monkey around with the OAS there. I'd try to do this through this five-man committee.
Well, most of it's here.
I thought there were three of them there.
No, there's two or three of them down there, but they're coming home, a couple of them tomorrow. But we got a man who can do that. That's not what I'm worried about. I'm talking about the belly-to-belly deal.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Well, that's what can you wrap that up?
Well, I can wrap that up.
All right, then we'll handle the OAS thing. Now, what else then? We think that we just might near got to, or Balaguer will just tell him go to hell. We got to tell him he's going to get a call, and that he ought to talk, and he ought to go to bat with it.
Yeah. Well, now let me just try to make clear what I mean, the way I see this thing. I think somebody ought to talk with the new man.
Yep.
Who will arrive here either
yep.
tonight or in the morning.
Yep.
Talk with J.B.
Yep.
And somebody ought to sort of lay out a program there for seizing these
yep.
guys.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that have to be
yep.
seized.
Yep.
And all I can say to them is that they ought to be seized, but I don't know that game.
All right, we can have. I talked to a man today that says they got to be seized, but you know who? He's a. He's not very sympathetic with the folks you're dealing with.
Yeah.
He's a. He knows how to round them up, though.
Yeah.
Now, who should he talk to?
Well, I mean, what you got to do now is to lay the groundwork for it. And somebody ought to be in on that who really knows the background, in my opinion, and can be more specific than a newspaper reader. But I'll do the best I can. Now, what you could do if you wanted to, you could take a chance on that thing, and I can have a general talk with this new guy and give you my impressions for what they're worth. Of course, your people say they know him and that he's fine. You have to make a judgment as to what that means. And what we've got to do now is to shift the power from JB to this new guy, which means that we've got to shift the operation from JB to the new guy, it seems to me.
Yeah. And how do we do that?
Well, just by starting to work with them.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
And somebody's got to do that who's going to carry on. Now, I don't have any, on the basis of what I've heard from Harry, you know who Harry
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith in the embassy personnel
yeah.
below Mr. B.
Yeah.
And so I really think that this is a time when really sort of top flight staff's got to be put in on this job. And they've got to take over this new number one man and start working like hell with them, moving them around and seducing them and all the rest.
Do you have any objection now to our saying what I proposed to say to Balaguer? That doesn't hurt you, does it? Helps you, doesn't it?
Well, this guy is against it. JB is against it. But your judgment as to whether it can be done